006, Wednesday night. Yeah, so we did pay Gimel, and a lot of the questions that we pretty much clarified everything, but there were some loose ends. And I saw the Chazon Ish really talks about many, many things. So I want to learn the Chazon Ish now, a few seifim about this things. I should have... It's... You always have to be struck by... We should be in this... It gives such an appreciation for halacha that you're talking about tzoa and different types of tzoa and how they dealt with tzoa and the houses they built and different kinds of toilets that they had, and like everything is put through the prism of halacha. It should inspire us that really how all encompassing Torah is, and this is like you bring kedusha into the most very close to the most disgusting thing we do that we're repelled by, and like the Chazon Ish. So I want to learn the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish is talking in as lomdisha terms as he does in anywhere, as you would in any Indian, about Shabbos, about Tyrus. If you learn the Seches Kalim, you get such an appreciation also that the Mishnayos deal with just different types of kalim and their function, and how it affects the halacha of Kabbalah's Tumah and Kabbalah's Tumah, and there's machleiksim, and the machleikas boils down to what's the function of the kli and how is the kli best used, and they'll have a machleikas beishamai beishillel about if the handle of a shovel that's used to shovel coals into the fire, whether it's optimum 2 tfachim long or 3 tfachim long. And this is the machlekes b'shamay and b'shillel. And it's Torah. And you make b'chsa Torah on it. I just sat with a gardener for a half hour. 40 minutes. So he went to courses. See, all the things I wanted to know from him, it's been done already. His charts from Tvua Vahor, what's the... He went to classes. They teach you about Shemitah. They have charts. How much everything's been done already. In today's world, you don't have to do anything anymore. There's charts. How much watering everything needs. How much fertilizer. How to do it. Everything's here, and everything's there. The soft earth and hard earth. So I learned a little. I mean, a lot compared to what I knew beforehand, which was zero. I learned a lot about the, but so a lot of the things I want to know is already charts and all sorts of things. And he went to courses. It's very good. He went to courses. He went to classes, and they teach gardeners how to deal with Shemitah. And they have their Mikzoi guy is the agronomist, the chief agronomist. What's it called? Yisrael Golan, whatever it's so. He's so they're good. This is from them. I'm going to see them tomorrow. Maybe there's an updated version. This is Tafshin Samach. Anyway, so we were sitting in the shul. So he was, we're talking about fertilizer and watering and perennials and all different types of vegetation that a person has in his garden. I said, of course you can sit in the shul. We're talking about it. Legabe Shemitah. So we're learning Torah. You can make Bichsa Torah on it. So we're going to learn some Chazon Ish now, and you almost chuckle at the Simon Yud Zayin, where he talks about Simon Pei Gimel, Simon Yud Zayin and Arachayim. He says Nira, the Ein Bayis Nesam Shabbes Hakisei the Ma'isa the Hasochas Raglov Aval Pi the Bayis Miyucha Lekach. He points out like a Lomdisha point. He says a base Hamerchatz becomes usher to learn in or say Divrei Kedusha in from the action of showering, the act of bathing, the Beis HaMerchatz. He says, by a Beis HaKisei, so you see, it's not the act of expelling. It's not that that's what you're doing there, that that makes the room also because of Beis HaKisei. Uraya, Mibote Kisos, the Parsoi. Uraya is from Siv Dalid, which the Gemara, that's the, but the cases of the Parsoim, the Persian toilets. Besimim Pei Gimel, that's what we just learned. Umashma, the Bayis Boni Al Pi HaChafira. This Chafira was in a room. Umutalikosh Kriyashma Vabayis Aval Gad Dem Yucha De Pivruo. The room is designated for going to the bathroom, as you call it. What do you say? Defecating? What's the word?
Defecating.
Umashma Dainzen Maises Epoigem Kirchitzes Beis HaMerchitz. So he says, you see a difference in Lomdus between a Beis HaMerchitz and a Beis HaKisei. The Beis HaMerchitz, it's the act of bathing makes it osur. That what makes it mezuham. That's what makes it mos. Here it's not the act of defecating, because or else why should Siv Dalet be mutter? Because it's meyuchad to do that. So what if the tzohar rolls away? But you're doing that in this room. Not the maisa pirua, but the yichud of the tzoa. It's a place designated that tzoa sits. So even if the bias is yeshu midalan amas and the room, when you hear the word bias, you have to translate it in your mind as room. Throughout Mishnayos and throughout many sugyas and shas, bias is room. Okay. The place that's miyuchad l'tzoa could be in that corner, but it's all the same room. So that's the chiddush. Even if you're dalal amos from the tzoa, but it's called the Beis HaKisei, and that's also that's the chiddush of this din. Vafilu kiso hatzoa, even if you covered it up. The dafka tocha avol chutzal amuter shein aksolim nasim Beis HaKisei. The aksolim don't become a Beis HaKisei. That's the Beis Yosef. V'hod the nechleku olav hataz amogan avram. That the Taz Magen Avraham argue with the Beis Yosef that the mechitzos you also can't read kinegdom. Hainu sheim hatzoa nogea bekosel bekvius. You said when he said over that the Arabs, you see the Arabs, you take a see the walls are dirty. So that's the Chazon Ish. I said it over that the Chazon Ish, the point of the walls is that it taka they would the walls would be dirty also with tzoa. So that's why the walls are awesome. But Gamma Beit Yosef might have been said. Chazon Ish has really no machlekes Beit Yosef and Taz Magen Avraham. If Taket is soy on the walls regularly, so then Avada the walls are part of the Beis HaKisei too. Then he says, Davka Koysel shall eitzo shall cheres, Aval Koshel shall zchuchis, of glass so shall matchis. There's no din graf shall rei, because it doesn't absorb. You can wash it off, it's clean. Plastic also, I'm sure, is the same. Ein kanala Koysel din graf. Okay, that's that. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. So he makes that Lom de Shechilik, and he proves it from Sif Dalet. Nira, Sif Beis, he says, the Beis HaKisei nidon kol aviro ketzoa. The aver is also like tzoa. Lochenim Beis HaKisei b'chafiro omok yud tfochim tzorech lahachik mikinegdo kiven do ha'avir kinegdo. You have to go away from the avir. Oh, v'yesh la'ayin b'beis hakizu de parasoi and siv dalet. Lama tzorech shetei mokum hatzoa rochok dalet amos mipiha. If you look in siv dalet, it says upiv barochok arba amos min haguma. Umash madavogav da hachafira amuka yutfochim. So he says because it's, since it's constructed that way, so that whole structure is the beis hakizay. So it's only because the tzoa goes away dalet amos mipiha, so that's what makes it always Beis HaKisei, because it's not the mokum of the tzoa. Oh, hinei Beis HaKisei didon, our bathrooms. L'chayra ke Beis HaKisei de parsoi ninu, sh'atzoa no felles labor, rochog dalet amos min hanekev. Who knows where the tzoa goes after you flush? He's talking. Elish yesh lamid aloy domi. Doesn't the Beis HaKisei the parasoi lohoisa atzoyim esakeves klal? It wouldn't sit there at all. It would right away fall away. Ela misgalgelas take eflamei rochok. Avol bahani didan our bathroom shatzoa misakeves Achimazorim Aleihem Mayim L'Shoytvo, until you flush, the Tzoya sits there, so it's not so, you can't bring a Raya from the, maybe it's not like that. Bine Graf Yesh Lo Din Beis Hakise. You always take the tzola out of the graf. You know, it doesn't sit in the graf. The graf is a kli, right? Like a body. So, you know, you take it, you always throw it out. It doesn't sit there. Mikom mukom kivin the mishtamish bo tadir vakli mizdahem kosher beis akisei. So maybe bani didon mishtamish tadir. So if it would be made out of cheres. Oh, Vavel gab the hakaora. I think he means the toilet bowl. The bowl. Betzupe behituch kein schuches. What's that? It's glazed. So he says, they no leo din graf. So enachanam be the toilet bowl itself. Might not be a graf shorei. Because it's coated, but when you're dealing with a base hakisei, with the bias, you're coming mitzad base hakisei. If you're dealing with that kli, and you want to say that kli is in a graf shel rei, so you say it's not a graf shel rei, it's coated. Interesting. But the bias, but if you're coming mitzad the din, that a bias that's miyuchad, that soa is there, so that room gets a din beis hakisei and becomes usur, so then even if the bowl that it falls into is coated, and the bowl is not a graf shel rei, but maybe the room is a beis hakisei, so you don't have a raya, and you don't have a raya from both the kidin to parasoi, where it didn't even stay there at all, and here it sits till you flush. Avol hamididon de shoa shiru shem zayim es mekomo efter de yesh al abayis din beis hakisei umadai melazeh. Maybe the tzushnal is a beis hakisei that immediately the cleaners come in and take away the tzoa, so that. After the Eishel lived in Beis Hakisei, who says not? Then he says, "I'm not only learning this; I'm giving this an education also." It's all Torah. Umiu gam bahani de parsoi. I mean, you can imagine, like, if you want to laugh, so you'll envision like the Chazanish pacing up and down, like umiu gam bahani de parsoi. He says, you know, it must have left some residue behind as it was misgalgel the tzoa, because the tzoa is soft, it's not hard, so it must have left some residue behind. Thou karcha elamai, why isn't that a problem? Kivan de ein derech kvius veinam yuchodim lelichluch zeh ein lichluch zeh oysa habayis elyon beis hakisei. So maybe by us also, since it's not supposed to stay there, and you right away take it away, so maybe a taka doesn't become a beis hakisei either. Then he says another chilek. He goes into more chilek. Umikom kum yesh mokum loy mizachol she mokum hatzoya. If the mokum hatzoya itself is mitzupe bezchuches or matches, umefaneu takeeth in svara loy cholal abaya shem beis hakisei kiven shaloy chal shem graf on the kli that takes it. So, like, you're not going to make the bias more chomer than the kli itself. Ulefize hanididon yeslahem din, but they kisei de parsoi. Vaila ladina. What? What? No, he's saying, yeah, but he means the takef of flushing. The betoch beis hakisei didon shakoros mitzupos hituch keins chuches. It's hadover sofek imeshaland in beis hakisei. Pani milik shemokom hatzoa rochol dalaramos mipia. But they're not dalaramos mipia. No way. Oh. Anyway, he says if the karos nakiya heite vein shem reyach yesh lahachmer misofek inside uvachutz neged hakosol vaday mutter, because our ksolim have no problem. Chazanish held the, so according to the Chazanish, with the door closed, you don't have that chumrah, and you can certainly say a bracha or whatever Divrei Kedusha Keneged our Beis HaKisei with the door closed. That's for sure.
Why is that?
Because Chazon Ish held the whole Kaisel issue was an issue when they did it on the floor, so they went on the Kaisel also. So the Kaisel was also dirty.
And inside?
Inside, he says, to be Machmir Misafik.
Because it's not
he's not sure. He's saying a svara. It's not exactly the case of Siv Dalad. The truth is, I understand the Mishnah Berurah said that even Siv Dalad was only for Keneged. It wasn't for Betoch. Keneged, the Kaimelon is one of them. Oh, no. That was... No, I'm sorry. No, I made a mistake. That was a different thing. That was for Hazmona. For Hazmona Betoch. Okay, so that's the Chazon Ish. So Ha'ilim B'Dvareinu is really the same thing we said yesterday. I see the Chazon Ish goes back and forth with it. That Betocho, not but Kenegdo, yeah. Kenegdo, yeah, and Kenegdo with the door open where you could see the Beis HaKisei. So I would say you have to be as Machmer as Betocho. Because
Misafik.
Yeah, Misafik to be Machmer. It is an issue. It's a shadow of a D'oraisa. It's a D'oraisa.
What?
What the Oraisa? Voya Kodosh. It has a din D'oraisa. The din Beis HaKisei that is mezuham and you can't say a dovish b'kedusha there is a D'oraisa. It's on the D'oraisa level. I think. Yeah, it's on the D'oraisa level. Voya Machnecha Kodosh would be the exact chapter and verse.
That mean that we have machmir also that like
many
that's in a Beis HaKisei has a certain status.
You
take it out of
the Beis HaKisei. That kind of stuff. So maybe you don't have to be machmir without a Beis HaKisei. That's why. I don't know. If you're not dealing with a D'oraisa, you don't have to be machmir.
So technically, let's even find the Chazon Ish. A person is very thirsty and there's no water available.
Yeah. I mean, the Chazon Ish does not really be mechazonish anything over what we said last night. You just see it beferish, and he goes back and forth with it, and he says to be machmer inside, and not, you know, and you certainly don't have to be machmer kenegdo. Okay, pay dalad in mutalikos b'merchots. Right, so they had famous merchotzos, like a mikveh. They had three rooms. Is everybody familiar with this? They had the inner room, the middle room, and the outer room. Okay, lemaisa, we'll learn. Merchotz chadosh, which was only designated as a merchotz, they had it was a schwitz. It was like very mezuam. If you ever go to a mikveh, especially with hot water, it's like the air. If you want to know what mezuam means, go to a mikveh. Find out right away what mezuham means. Shalarochtu bo. If it wasn't used yet, it was only designated mutalikros bo. By Beis HaKisei, we say it's also betocho. Americhot is mutter betocho. If it was only bahazmona bialma, based the Gemara. The Gemara says the Beis HaKisei is worse than America. That's all. So Beis HaKisei, it's also betocho, which just has mono bialma, but not kenegdo. And America is mutter betocho if it wasn't used yet. Uvi Yoshan, it was used. Beis HaChitza, in the outer room, shekol omdim sham levushim mutter. So that's okay. Uvi Amtsoi, shekatzos omdim sham levushim mekatzos arumim. Yeshem Sheila Shalom, even though Shalom is Shmosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's on a different level than Mamash Dvorim Shemekadusha, so Avalo Kriyash Ma'atfila, Hagol Mutta Lahar Shom, the Divrei Torah, in the middle room. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, even Keneged Anoshim Arumim, because Hirur, remember the big difference between Tzoya and Erva. When it comes to Erva, Hirur is never a problem. Hirur b'divrei Torah is mutter no matter what. Even you're in bed, naked. Hirur b'divrei Torah is mutter. Hirur b'divrei Torah is mutter. Hirur is mutter. By Tzoya, it's awesome. Even Hirur is awesome. So
Dafka Hirur is
busy. What?
Dafka Hirur is busy. Dibber.
Is
Hirur Dafka is busy. Dibber. Dibber.
Hirur, as opposed to Dibur.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Can I get Erev? Vapnimi shekulam omdim shomarumim, and it's very mezuham. Alfilu sheila shalom asur, with shalom being one of the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asur lanus amen v'beis hamerchots, even amen is asur there. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shelo rochzu pirish, not even once. Once you wash, the washing was, it was hot, it was steamy, it was, yeah. So even once. Mutal likros, even though by Beis Hakisei we're machmir, but Beis Hamerchot is better. Sifkot and Gimel, uktsas harumim. Yesh omim dafilu machshav kulam lubushim oshen shemotum klal. Become a kolm if it's miyuchad liyos bo arumim ulubushim ktsas, din merchat salov. And you can't say kriyash matfila there in the middle room, even though right now there's no one there. Viyash makilim bezer. The divrei and bechedesh ador bon habalan of neyadam oimim shom gankin arumim shori loimim divrei torah v'kiddush utfila bein shemodo. V'chozer l'ingim bayas hoem tzoi. I have bayas hapanimi shekulam omdim shom arumim v'rochtsum shom. It's cold. If they did some sort of significant shinui b'maisa, they took out the oven which heated the water, I guess. So then you could certainly transform it into a room. If you do a ma'isa, you can make a base on merchatz into a regular room. Someone can move in there. Someone says, hey, I can rent out this room. I can charge $600 a month. Avalo kriyash matfila, even in the middle room. V'chein kol ha-bruch v'divri Torah as-sham. U'mash v'divri atah, v'divri eved, eino chozei u'mavorech. Even if there was a person Orum there, but you weren't either the Isser of reading Keneged Erva, then you don't have to say over. From the middle room. I guess we go to the mikvah. The whole Dino Kabayas Amtsoy Shel Merchatz. In that room, I guess, it's like Bayas Amtsoy, Veilavarach Shom Shom Bracha. Rak Birchas Hatfila, the women make the bracha, she yachrechesham. Kedieved hi chashuva. What?
The men do too. I guess for some echalis.
When do men make a bracha?
For Bahar Abayas. Make a bracha inside.
B'choze im ha-mavorech enu orum. You always have that problem. You have to deal with making the bracha with libo roes ha-erb. It gets all the things we learned about. That's why they toivel twice. We're talking about a base of tefillah now, as opposed to a base of merchatz. Then he says, if it's a mikveh where they use hot water, there's just as much hevel in a base of merchatz, and you don't really get the same thing. And anyway, most mikvahs are in a merchatz gufa, where the showers, it's always hevel. Kitzur. You must limit it to the bracha on the tefillah. La'ar shalom afilu negan arashim arumim, it's mutter. And in the inner room, afilu shalom shalom ozah, shalom u'shmosh ha'kodesh baruch hu. Bu'adin shasulik din shalom l'chaver b'mavos ha'metunafos, the choldino kabayos ha'pnimi. For odom sheshmo shalom, yesh osim b'beis ha'merchot l'kroso b'shmo, ela b'losh and laz. Sammy, I guess. V'yesh matirim, kivichenim iskavin al inyan ha'shalom, ela l'askor shmo shalom so odom. So this is even if it's his name. For Yivla Hamem, the Yomer Shalom, Shalom, or would a Nun say it Shalom? The Gam Bigris of Rishus, you're writing a letter. Nachon Shalom Licht of Shalom Im Vav, Rak Shalom without the Vav, because people throw it out in the garbage as a din of Sheamus. Nachon, you know, even it's the same Shaila. You're not miskaven, even though you are miskaven for Inyan of Shalom when you write the word Shalom Aleichem. So what does he mean, Bigus or Rishus? He means, if that's the person's name. Nacho. No, he means, unless he means Nacho because Motsi Lizrak Lashpatos. The Shaila and the Dian was in someone's name. The Inyan of Shalom, meaning peace, might be Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shame that you could say, but it's not a shame of Shenem Nimchokim, I guess. But it's the Yuchad.
The source people
who
make a line between you and
I
and stuff, in names?
No, in their names, no. Oh, you mean the same Chumrah? Same Chumrah? No, I think it's much better. Because Shalom, that might be the name itself. It's like a person whose name is Yudkei Vovkei. But if the person's name is Zachariah, no, I mean, I don't think that Chumrah has any halachic basis. I think that's just a
By Shalom.
By Shalom, the Mishnah Berurah says to be Machmir. Because you're writing out the full name. It's like writing Yudkei Vovkei, so to speak. But if a person has a name like Zachariah or Gavriel, I think it's just a minig. I won't even call it a minig tov. It's a hanhaga that they make the streichel where they separate the aleph and the lamed. When we were kids, we used to say ginger kale. Hey, you have any ginger kale? What? It's not necessary to do. I'll call it a hanhoga. Call it a hanhoga tova. Not necessary. Lionel Salman, you don't answer Amen if you heard the bracha. That's only in Bayas HaPanimi you don't answer Amen. In Bayas HaMtsoi, you can answer Amen. Yeah. If someone asks you a Dvar Halach in the Bayas HaPanimi, you can't say, I'm not allowed to answer you. Yeah. You could say, this is a Beis HaMerchitz. Maybe you're not aware. I know those candies, those bags of Doritos or whatever, that it says on it, Berchoso Shehakol. I've heard B'Shem Rav Yashiv, only B'Shem. It's a problem. Throw it in the garbage. It's a P'sak Halacha on it. Berchoso Shehakol, it says. That's a din. No, they're teaching you a din. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. Same thing. Problem. That's what I heard Bishmoy. You know, there's a Psak Halacha written there. It's Torah. You're not allowed to throw in the garbage. Just to wrap it up.
Is that why the Torah of Hibra says that we call Shomer Shavi'i instead of Shomer Shabbos?
I don't know why it's wrong. I mean, I heard it Bishmo, and it sounds right. You know, Berchos HaShakol is a Psak Halacha. Unless you tie it, it's not a Psak Halacha. Unless it's just in... Maybe if it's not a Shaila, maybe it depends. If it's not a Shaila on what bracha it is. They're just telling you, you look at the ingredients, you don't know what the ingredients are. So they're telling you, Berchos HaShakol is just a way of saying there's no grain here. It's not a Psak Halacha. But Amol, there's a suffix, like... rice, you know, rice cakes, base. So there, if it says the bracha, well, maybe if it's just a way of informing you that there's nothing in there that you should worry about. But a lot of breakfast cereals, very, very big shilas, what brachas to make on them.
They have on certain toilet paper. You cannot use these on Shabbos.
So again, could be that's not a psak halacha because it's poshut, you can't. They're telling you, you should know, they're connected. It's just a way, you know what I mean? So maybe I could see that chiluk, although it's not a clear chiluk, but I could see a chiluk. That if it's not being mechadish a halacha, it's just a way of saying, you should know that there's a problem here. Okay, we'll stop here.